Mamni, let me tell you the program for today. This is our annual seminar. We'll be starting very shortly. There will be tilawat at first, then the opening remarks by Maulana Sattar Zaidi. There would be a speech on role of youth, followed by the question and answer session. The question and answer session of every lecture is limited to 15 minutes. So please try to compose it within 15 minutes. The ulama are available afterwards and you can ask any question and answer that you need to. But for that, for this seminar and for that length of time, please try to observe 15 minutes for question and answer session. After role of youth, we have snacks. Then there's the other lecture on Islamic families and marriage. It will be followed with Salat at 12:55, and that would follow with lunch. After lunch, we have the lecture on influence of media and culture, and that would follow with a question and answer session. Our third lecture is responsibilities of children and parents, and the question and answer session again. That would follow with the snacks, and the last lecture is on presentation of heart diseases. That would follow with another question and answer session and Dua Imam Zamana to end the seminar. That's our program. The program is also available outside in men and ladies. Anybody who wants to look at the program can look at it. Again, I'm requesting that the question and answer session with Ulma should be limited to 15 minutes. Please, according to the length of the time, try to compose it within that length, and the ulama are available later after the program for any more question and answer session that are required. We'll be starting very shortly.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال ربي إني وهن العظم أعظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا وإني خفت المولى من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سيء سميا قال ربي أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرة وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا صدق الله العظيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Qaha ya Ain Swad. A mention of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zakaria. When he called upon his Lord in a low voice, he said, My Lord, surely my bones are weakened, and my head flares with hoarseness. And my Lord, I have never been unsuccessful in my prayer to thee. And surely I fear my cousins after me, and my wife is barren. Therefore grant me from thyself an heir. Who should inherit me and inherit from the children of Yaqub? and make him, my Lord, one in whom you are pleased with. O Zakaria, surely we give you good news of a boy whose name shall be Yahya. We have not made before anyone his equal. He said, my Lord, when shall I have a son, and my wife is barren, and I myself have reached indeed the extreme degree of old age? He said, so shall it be. Your Lord says, it is easy to me, and indeed I created you before when you were nothing. He said, my Lord, give me a sign. He said, your sign is that you will not be able to speak to the people 3 nights while in sound health. So,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
On your honor, welcome to our annual seminar. Our coordinator for this seminar is Brother Asper. Again, for the length of the time, may I just request that the question and answer session, we are trying to contact into 15-minute time frame. So after the speeches, when we do question and answer session, please make sure that is only within the time frame. And then after the seminar, Maulanas are available for question and answer. Anybody who have any individual questions can ask the Maulanas later. But just to coordinate the program and to compose it in a timely manner, we are requesting the question and answer session to be only for 15 minutes following the speech. May I request Brother Aswar to start the seminar.
Dear brothers and sisters, it's a great blessing to have this kind of program in our busy lives. This gives us an opportunity to sit down and reflect about a bigger picture, which is our lives and our responsibilities in Islam. I would mention a hadith from Imam Muhammad Daqar alayhi salam. Imam said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person will be able to move a step from Allah's presence before facing inquiry about four things: about life, how he spent his years in the world, about his body, in what way he kept it busy, about his wealth, how he earned and how he spent, about his love for the Ahle Bayt.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
If we focus on these questions, this is for myself and everybody, inshallah, we can reflect every day for a few minutes that what is our goal, what is our purpose in life, how we can become a better Muslim, how we can contribute, especially towards promoting Islam in this country and about promoting Islam in our lives. With this, I would like to invite Maulana Mujahidul Islam Sayyid Sattar Zaidi, who can